Today, we have a pair of guests here in the studio, both from the Southeast Greenway campaign. They are Steve Rabinowitch and Thea Hensel, both here to provide details on their free event coming up on Saturday. It's Moving the Southeast Greenway Forward. So, Thea, what's the plan?
We are going to have our first public event in almost 2 years at the Glazer Center on February 8th from 10 in the morning until noon. That's a Saturday morning, so we hope everybody will come out. And we're really excited about the program because there is really a new paradigm shift happening in parklands all over the country. And some of it is because people are looking at public lands a little bit differently. And of course, financial impacts have happened all across the country. So looking at community-supported parklands, we felt was an important topic. And because we're a grassroots organization that has enormous community input, and we really see the implementation of this vision happening through the community vision, we felt it was important to have that for the theme. And so we have invited a speaker, Trudy Garber from Trust for Public Land, to come speak to us. She runs a program called Parks for People, and it's a program that they do all over the country to find out what the community wants. The community has great input in every single aspect of developing parkland. So she's going to give us insights about things that have happened across the country and also things that are happening in the Bay Area that are similar, and give us ideas of new trends that are happening in parklands.
So this is a free event seeking donations?
It's a free event.
We're also going to have some community partners who are going to be there talking about new models for successful parks and open space, including the Open Space District, Sonoma County Regional Parks, Santa Rosa Recreation Parks, and Land Paths. And we're going to have a very interesting session looking at how different agencies work together and can make these kind of projects happen. This is a very unique process. You don't see many of these old right-of-ways that then become used for public use. So this is really groundbreaking, if you will. And so we're very excited about it.
And where and when again?
One of the things that we would like people to do is to go to our website, www.southeastgreenway.org, and you can click on the invite. We'd love people to RSVP so we can plan for how many people are planning to attend. And we think that you'll really get a lot of good information. We will have lots of maps and things for you to take a look at. There'll be people there who can answer your questions. We're going to have the keynote speaker, as I mentioned, and then the participants that Steve mentioned are going to be in a panel format with a question and answer afterwards. So there'll be lots of information and opportunity for dialogue.
Oh, great. Well, I appreciate you both very much for coming in and talking with me here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Hope to see everyone there.